There's a poem which was published in 19 by the late, the lovely person, the late Thomas Merton, who, as you know, died last year suffering perhaps the most bizarre fate to overtake any poet of this decade, anyway. He had lived for many years, 25 years, I think, in a Trappist monastery in Kentucky as a monk. And just about the first time where he wrote a great deal of poetry, many books, manifestos and the like. And about the first time he left, he went to the Orient to study Zen Buddhism in Siam, in Thailand, and checked into his hotel and was promptly electrocuted by the faulty wiring on a fan in his room. I guess he should have stayed in Kentucky, I don't know. It was a great loss. The only reason I recall it here particularly was that I say the last issue of his magazine, The Monk's Pond, before he left, he published this poem of mine. It's called Consider the Poet. Consider the poet who walks in a stony field behind his plow, turning up old flints, adds heads, and the bones of ptarmigan. Who lives in terror of tea leaves, ink blots, and mendicant feathers. Who spends his tears on jujubes, and on feast days pulls coins from dirty ears to the applause of grass blades. Whose overcoat is specked with the dandruff of alphabets. A salamander born in the hospitable lava, he traffics in scoriac mysteries and scalds the hands of those who put trust in him. Arbiter of waters, Nuncio of the wild iris, Ishmaelite among the tenements of eyes, you salute each morning the flags which flutter in the cottonwood and bear in your lungs the deadly flower of recollection.